The president's renomination of Brownback to serve as ambassador for international religious freedom won't trigger any immediate action. Brownback says he will remain as governor until the U.S. Senate votes to confirm him. First nominated in July, Brownback expected to start his new job before the end of last year, and he began handing over responsibilities to his successor, Lieutenant Governor Jeff Collier. But Democratic opposition to Brownback's nomination prompted Senate leaders to postpone a vote on his confirmation. That forced Collier, who had already started assembling staff ahead of his own campaign for governor, into an awkward holding pattern. So it will be Brownback, not Collier, giving the annual State of the State address to a joint session of the legislature this evening. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.